Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With the 6th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
Wizards make 2 picks last night. We want to get some insight on both. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are fired up right now to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. To talk to a guy that was sorely missed, I thought, on last night's draft broadcast. His information, second to none. Fran Fraschilla, ESPN college basketball analyst, international hoops junkie, joins us on Grant and Danny. Fran, I missed you on my television last night. You'd added a lot. How are you?
It's all good, Grant. I did it 12 years. I think I did it at an all-star level. I love what I do at ESPN. They'll figure it out. I'd love to do it again because I spent 12 months a year studying these kids, and I'm so lucky to be able to see them in person. Mm-hmm. and watch them before anybody really knows who they are, including the guy you drafted with the 6th pick last night.
Yeah, so let's talk about him, and maybe we can start right there. What are your thoughts on the player the Wizards get, mm-hmm. Trey Johnson, right now, and what he could eventually become?
Well, I think when you look at the lottery night in mid-May, you know, things look like all hope was lost, but when you look at the NBA, you realize that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the 11th pick. Halliburton was the 11th pick. Donovan Mitchell was the 13th pick. There's always going to be good players that go beyond just the top player, the top two players. And I think in Trey Johnson, they got a kid that, and now it sounds a little far-fetched, but I'll just tell you, I think he's got a chance to be Rookie of the Year in that. And you know this, Washington Wizards young team and their roster. He's going to have to score points the way Jordan Poole did for the last couple of years. He's going to get opportunities to do that. I think when you look at 2 through 7, I really think there was not much difference. As good as Dylan Harper could be, as good as VJ Edgecombe could be. I saw Trey Johnson a lot in high school in Dallas. I saw him this year for Texas, and he's a natural scorer. Basketball junkie, loves to live in the gym. He's going to be in an organization that, as you guys probably, at least from 30,000 feet away, and you guys know this better than I really like what they're doing. They've got one of the youngest teams in the league, and the likelihood is they're going to get into the lottery pick next year. Maybe they get lucky this time.
Friend, I know you were high on Ace Bailey as well, and I think a lot of Wizards fans were sort of counting all the mocks and kind of the latest buzz about who he worked out for and who he didn't, and maybe there was an attempt to do what Alex Saar did last year and kind of engineer either going to Washington or some teams in that 6 through 8, maybe even 10 range, and he goes 5 to Utah. So a lot of Wizards fans find themselves kind of counting on something, then maybe being disappointed, etc. Compare those two. I know not fair, and I know that's they weren't on the board at the same time, but just to give Wizards fans kind of a sense. Trey Johnson, Ace Bailey, how do they compare?
Well, I would say this. I was really a fan of everybody from 2 to 7. Mm-hmm. I really was. And I love Ace Bailey. I think the reason he didn't go to 6 is because he was the third best. To me, he was the third best player in the draft. And he checked out character-wise, despite what you might have heard the last couple weeks. terrific young man. I'm sure the Wizards already knew that because they do their homework. But, you know, Ace is more of a big, small forward. I don't want to compare him to Tracy McGrady and say he's that good, but he's that style of scorer. Whereas Trey's more of your traditional, you know, 6'6" shooting guard. Again, not comparing him to Devin Booker in talent yet, but a Devin Booker, Ray Allen type of scoring guard. And, you know, let's put it this way. This kid led the SEC. Some people thought it was the best league ever, right? 13 teams in a tournament. This kid led the SEC in scoring as an 18-year-old. So there's a lot to like about him. Wizard fans, I think, are going to embrace him. He plays with joy, which I always love to see. You know, he absolutely loves being out on the court. And given what they're putting around him, you know, with Sarr and Bub and Bilal and the guys they've got, I think he's perfect as they continue to take step by step in rebuilding the team. And to me, in the way OKC did it 5, 6, 7 years ago, because obviously Michael Winger and Will Dawkins know a little bit about that rebuild.
No doubt about that. Fran Fraschilla is with us. NBA draft round one last night, round two tonight, which we'll look ahead to in a minute. I want to get two thoughts from you on the pick at 21. First off, whatever insight you can give us from your studies of Will Riley, but then also, it seems like you really liked the actual front office navigation there from 18 to 21.
That was a good move. I've got to, you know, so much of the draft is background information on the kids and also draft intelligence and having friends around the league to tell you, hey, you better move up or, you know, if you want this guy, you're going to have to trade up. Or, you know what, I think you can get Riley at 21. Let's see if we can get another second round pick. Now, it doesn't always work out that way. If somebody grabs him at 19 or 20, then, you know, that's how it goes. But I also think that Will Riley's one of those guys where there were probably two or three guys that the Wizards were willing to, you know, draft if Riley wasn't there. But they made the calculation that they could move back three spots, and they ended up getting, you know, three second-round picks, including one tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
So as it goes for Will Riley, I mean, Fran Fraschilla is with us here on Grant and Danny. You watched, you know, more this morning than I'll watch like in my entire lifetime. But I saw a couple games when they were on national television where he was a lost puppy against Tennessee. We're here locally in the D.C. area. I watched them play Maryland where he wasn't much of a factor. Nobody was, in fairness, that night where Maryland blew the doors off the place. Later in the season, he really came on. But I didn't remember thinking at that point, here's a pick that's going to, you know, make a difference for a franchise. And now, obviously, again, that's not a full scouting report. But talk about that development of his, talking about Riley here throughout this year. Where is he now and where do you see him?
Absolutely a development guy. I was going to spend time with Cody Toppard and the Go-Go staff, probably back and forth during the season. I love his upside. This is a kid that was supposed to be going to college this coming year and decided to, reclassify up like a number of guys did, Jeremiah Fears, Cooper Flagg. And the way I would describe it is if DeMatha had a baseball player throwing 98 and he signed at Clemson, but the Milwaukee Brewers drafted him with the fifth pick in the first round, he's not going to Clemson. He's going to go to the Milwaukee Brewers because of the money. And this is a kid who is 2 to 3 years away in terms of being a legitimate, you know, rotation NBA player, but all the tools are there. He knows how to create his own shot. He's your quintessential small forward. He's got to get a little bit stronger. His dad's a track coach, which should help. But it's a great pick at 21 because I think 2 or 3 years from now, you're not looking at production right now. You're looking at projection, just like that, you know, high school baseball pitcher, that high school quarterback. You're not throwing Will Riley into a situation where he's going to play 28 minutes a game next year. But the long-term potential for this kid, I think, is really high. Tom Crean, who, by the way, has coached Dwayne Wade, Victor Oladipo, and Anthony Edwards, absolutely loved this kid when we did our SiriusXM NBA radio draft shows. And I'm not quite to the point where Tom is, who thinks he could be, you know, just a tremendous, tremendous player someday. But I do think he has a chance to be a good NBA player, but, you know, not at 19, not at 20, probably, you know, 2 years from now with great development.
Fran Fraschilla on Grant and Danny. All right, let's widen things out beyond the scope of the Wiz at 6 and ultimately 21 last night after they moved down. Give us a couple of your favorite picks and steals, if you will. And is there anything that was head-scratching to you that you weren't really understanding of?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, not knowing, I think the Wizards have the 43rd pick, and you know, but there's a couple guys left in this draft that I love, and I'll go back and tell you the steals. But Maxime Reynaud, the 7'1" kid from Stanford, he's French. He was the second best player in the ACC. I was a little surprised that he's still on the board. Rashard Fleming from Philadelphia. He's actually from Camden, New Jersey, Camden High, but St. Joe's,
yeah.
6'8", tough, hard-nosed, athletic forward, can shoot the three, but just a great teammate. I'm surprised he's still available. So those two guys come to mind tonight when you're watching early second round. But I was surprised by Hanson Yang, the Chinese kid. You know, if I were on the draft last night, you know, I might have said something like he's 2 years away from being 2 years away, but which has come out of my mouth before. But I was surprised because I just don't think he's the, you know, he is 7'1". You know, if you want to give him a comparison, he's like a baby Marc Gasol, but still a long way off to me. I thought that took me by surprise. And quite honestly, and I didn't criticize him last night on the radio, but because I think that's a night you celebrate the kids. But I thought the five guys that Brooklyn took, I couldn't get excited about four of them. Drake Powell, the kid from North Carolina, only averaged 7 a game. He's probably my favorite of the five guys Brooklyn took, but all five of those guys go in the first round, and I just didn't see it. So I was a little surprised by what Brooklyn did, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think four is the record for first round picks previously that end up like playing for a team. And they had five guys. And I think that's kind of a common sentiment, Fran, is that they may not have helped themselves all that much with their five first round picks. You mentioned a couple guys tonight as well. Who are some of your favorite guys just in general in this draft? Not necessarily the best. We know how kind of the board was playing out, but just guy where you turn on the tape and you go, you know what? I really like these guys.
Well, you know, in this draft, like I'll give you a great example. This is how it works. I saw Cedric Coward, the young man from Washington State, and he was mocked somewhat with the Wizards with the second pick, right, before they moved it. But, you know, if you look at the mocks last couple weeks, you know, he's kind of a Wizards kind of guy in terms of character, the whole deal. And I saw him randomly in December because I was up at Gonzaga, and the Pac-12 network threw me a random Washington State Northern Colorado game. He had 30 that night. I think it was his career high. Got hurt a couple weeks later. Didn't play the rest of the year. And when I saw him play, I loved him as a late first round, early second round pick. And it's the darndest thing. The less he played, the more his stock rose. And so he ended up, I don't know, 9, 10, 11. And I was like, too high. Great kid, just too high. So that one surprised me. I like Neat Clifford from Colorado State. Young man that's already 23 years old. He's going to play right away. I think he's going to Sacramento. He'll help them. To me, he was a sleeper to me. So that's another guy that I thought jumped out at me. And by the way, Thomas Sorber, the local kid from Georgetown, loved him. If you look at what OKC's doing, guys, they're not going to be able to pay all the role players in the next couple of years. The Dorts, the Hartensteins, the Carusos, you know, these guys are locked down for the next couple of years, but they're going to have to pay the big three, which means Sorber's likely the replacement for Hartenstein in a year. And Thomas is a tough, hard-nosed kid. And when Sam Presti drafts you, something is good that's going to happen. And so I think Thomas went to a great place. It may take him a year, but I think he's going to be in that rotation like two seasons from now, his second year.
So I'm a little bummed that you brought up Yang Hanson, I guess it is, the Chinese player that went 16 already.
Hanson Yang, that's how I say it. I know my Chinese friends have the names backwards. I don't know. I call him Hanson Yang.
But well, you're probably right, because the breakdown I'm looking at refers to him as Yang. So, yeah, that might be his.
It goes back and forth, with the culture.
Right.
No disrespect to my Chinese friends.
No doubt. So the reason I bring him up, though, is I was going to end the interview, and I was going to tell you, this is where I ask you the dumbest question ever. And I show my lack of knowledge. I just watched his highlight reel this morning, and I want to know why he didn't go first overall. This guy, no one's ever looked better. I mean, he looks like Joker. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know what? There's no doubt. Now, keep in mind, he was average at the NBA Combine. But when you're watching the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association, it's not very good. It's not a very good level. You know, there's always the two former American NBA players who get in trouble in the NBA and they have to play in China. You know what I mean?
What would you comp it to? Is it like below the G League?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, wow. I do think it's like G League or lower. You know, I got to think it is because, you know, Chinese basketball, think about it. If it was any better, you'd hear more of these guys coming over to the NBA or even the G League. And so, no, I'd say it's the Division II. I would say it's good Division II. Think of Maryland Eastern Shore. I think they're Division I, so I don't want to get anybody upset with me. But, you know, I'd say low Division I, Division II.
Wow. No, that's good knowledge. But, yeah, I was going to jokingly ask. I mean, it's just the greatest highlight reel I've ever seen.
Listen, honestly, Grant, they did a lot of homework on him, and I don't study the international guys like I do still, but not like going overseas like I did for 12 years when I was doing a draft. But from what I've seen, you know, the conditioning will be a factor. His foot quickness defensively is going to be a factor. And actually, what's so weird about it is he's better offensively than he is defensively.
Wow. Missed you last night. Got to get you back on that draft. I'm one of these weird guys who wants more like basketball analysis.
Analysis
on my draft coverage,
yeah.
But call me crazy. Call me old fashioned.
Listen, you know, you guys are in the business. Everything is subjective. One man's junk is another man's treasure. I had 12 great years. They renewed my deal to do college basketball. This will be my 23rd year.
Awesome.
No complaints. Do I love the draft? Do I wish I could be on it? Am I good at it? Yes. But it's all good. And, you know, who knows? Maybe the junk is going to be, you know, every now and then you go to if you got a girlfriend or wife and you go to the yard sale with them, every now and then you find a masterpiece for like $2.50.
It's an antique. That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Fran, I love that. Well, Fran, good insight. I'm fired up. You can come on with us. Thanks for the time.
Happy to do it, Grant. You got it.
Appreciate you.
Bye. Fran Fraschilla, one of the best. Check him out. ESPN is where he plies his trade and breaks down hoops. Second round tonight gives you a couple names to look out for the Wizards. What is the ceiling for Trey Johnson, Will Riley? We should still get into that. We are with you until 6:30 on Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. Let's talk ceilings for a second for the two prospects the Wizards added yesterday in the NBA draft. Apex. All right, let's dream. Trey Johnson reaches his max capacity. What's it look like?
Looks like Devin Booker to me.
I mean, that is a superstar.
This is a superstar. This is an all-NBA caliber player. This is a guy that, when he first came into the league, I'm just going to Booker now. Shooter, scorer, you know, you get looks for him. He'll create some on his own, getting better off the dribble. Not a great ball handler, but pretty good. Already has the catch and shoot, can knock down threes, can hit some mid-range stuff. Not great going to the basket. Well, eventually, as he grows in his career, only 19 years old when he first breaks in with Phoenix, he has the ball in his hands. They basically make him, while, you know, some of the other guys in the league, it became the trend for this combo guard phenomenon. See James Harden, a couple other guys, where you have the ball, you play make, you're hitting threes, you're doing everything, and all of a sudden, you look up, he had a couple years in a row talking about Devin Booker, where he's averaging 7 assists a game.
Right.
As sort of the de facto kind of point guard sometimes. There'll be plenty of open offense, plenty of times where you're running up and down, and he can be the leader of the fast break, but even in the half court. To me, this is a dude that as he adds strength, adds some more offensive versatility, he was put on this earth to get that shot off over you and into the basket. So, like, and that's his mission in life, is to make you deal with the fact that he's going to score on your ass. Like, all these awkward angle shots that he can get off, the herky-jerky things in between, he'll be able to draw fouls like Booker does. Like, that's what I see as the ceiling, an all-NBA caliber guard who can score.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I think this is a guy that can pour in, you know, well over 20 points a game when it's all said and done. They got themselves the upside of an offensive star at 6. And you heard Fran Fraschilla say this. I made this point earlier in the show. I think there's a chance falling to 6 will never be considered a blessing in disguise because Cooper Flagg's going to be that dude. And Washington didn't capture the flag. You know, a team that didn't deserve to, and Dallas did. But at the same time, I think they might end up ended up getting the second best player in the draft. Certainly a top 3 guy. In fact, if you look at the bet online's odds right now, and I got this email from them today. Cooper Flagg, obviously, definitively is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. You take him out of it because he's so lopsidedly number one. Number two on that list, Trey Johnson.
Yeah.
Who Washington just took.
Yeah, part of that is circumstance and opportunity. Plenty of shots to go around, but even still, he's got to be good to do it.
But what does that mean? That means minutes. That means points. That means opportunities. That means he's going to be a heck of a fun watch this season, which I like. Riley, I don't have as good a feel for. I mean, I certainly felt a lot better about him after we talked to his head coach, Brad Underwood, which is generally how
that'll happen.
How that's going to work. I mean, the quote from him, if you guys didn't hear it earlier today, you should podcast that conversation if you're a big Wizards fan at thefandc.com. But Brad Underwood said, he's the second best offensive talent I've ever coached. I think he suggested Michael Beasley was first.
Yep, when he had him at Kansas State.
He said, he's a guy who just knows how to score the basketball. I think he can be an all-star type player at some point. Be amazing. I'll take the under on a half of an all-star appearance. But man, would that be a win for this team.
You imagine. Yeah, again, and Fran Fraschilla, who we just had on as well, speaking of Things You Should Podcast, said this is a multi-year thing. This is a longer-term in the future thing, which I think stands to reason, right? A freshman that came off the bench for 80% of the year, played his best basketball, admittedly, kind of after he was off my radar, so to speak. I remember watching a couple of their games, mid-season, early season, et cetera, where he was a lost puppy against Tennessee, couldn't do very much. Maryland blew the doors off that Illinois team, and I, you know, didn't come away impressed with nearly anybody on that roster that evening. But his best basketball, he played down the stretch, and there was a little bit of everything and kind of, you know, getting his offense, and you could see the type. I mean, this is what they like, talking about the Dawkins-Oklahoma City model, where you've got positional size. not necessarily your traditional 7'8" center, but your 6'8" wing, 6'9" wing with condor arms, athleticism, wiry, switchability on defense. That's kind of the key phrase in this modern NBA where everybody plays away from the basket. You need guys to be able to guard multiple positions all the time. He's not a great defender now, but puts on some weight, gets into, you know, kind of goes to school on NBA defense. Maybe he could be. That's the starter kit for it. So there are guys that were probably, not even probably, are probably better. I keep saying probably, are better right now than he is. That's not the exercise. That's not the issue. That's not really what they were going after.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, round two of the NBA draft is tonight. We're taking you up to 6:30, about an hour from now on the Fan, because the Nats are off. Danny, I saw a story that was done on this, and I wanted to bring it up and have a quick convo. We got a couple of minutes here. We didn't get to a double play earlier because we were busy talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll crowbar in a quick double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Did you see this video and or any of the stories about the passengers who got stuck on the Amtrak train in Baltimore in a tunnel without air conditioning for hours and hours?
So I just saw the headline and I kind of nodded my head and went, yep, that's familiar to me.
So I've been in not a situation probably to the extent of this one because it made national news, maybe just because of how hot it was that day or how long they were stuck, I'm not sure. But I've been in one of those hellacious train situations where you're traveling back from somewhere. It's supposed to be so seamless and easy, and that's why you take the train, mm-hmm. which is far superior 95% of the time to they take the train rather over the plane. It's far superior. But in this instance, you have that worst-case scenario where the way I understand the story, they're coming south. They get stuck in Baltimore in a tunnel. There is no AC. There's no, like, getting them off the train. They just have to sit there in the heat and bake together for hours and hours and hours. And you're just hoping no one goes crazy. I mean, that's the first thing I'm thinking of is how long until one of these nut jobs sitting amongst us just starts yelling at people and seeing ghosts and you're on YouTube after that? Because that's inevitable.
And now you're the story that goes viral. Yeah.
Right? Like, what happened? I don't think that happened this time. Everybody got out of it okay. But I bring this up to ask you this. And if anybody wants to chime in, you guys are welcome to. Passengers stuck on an Amtrak train without AC in a tunnel. Is the floor of travel worse, airplane or train? And I'm talking among safe things.
Yeah, of
right?
course, like non-disaster, right, we all right. know, right?
But like, I've had so many miserable experiences where I've been delayed six times and I'm sitting in an airport, or you get back and you have to sleep overnight in an airport, or you go to the hotel that they set up for you and you get there at 1 and you got to be back in the airport at 4:45 or whatever. So I would say almost always the worst case scenario on a train is worse. But having one time done the thing where you're sitting on a hot car for hours and no one can tell you, like, oh, the power's down or this happened and now we can't go for whatever reason. We're waiting on a backup train to get here. That crap is bad, too.
It's terrible.
What's worse?
So plane is worse because it's even more confined just in terms of your seats and how sardined you are. So didn't happen to us, but some good friends of ours coming back from international travel. You know, whether they were rerouted to one airport, then back to the original airport, then another airport, then a different state altogether. And they got in so late that everyone had gone home. So they by FAA regulations, they landed in a place and the lights were on and then all the lights went off at the airport. And there was no gate for them. There's no gate agent. There's no by union rule, this, that, and the other thing. Bottom line, they stayed on that plane. They'd already flown for 10 hours and then stayed on that plane for another 12 until like the following morning when somebody could come and then open up the gate for them and they could deplane and whatever. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. So in order to save power, there's no air conditioning, there's no nothing. It was the middle of the summer. I've had a train, again, non-lethal, non-accident disaster that was horrible where you couldn't go to the bathroom because the bathrooms relied on power and people went anyway because you're on the train for an extra 5 hours, you got to go. That was pretty horrible, but that plane went, man.
Plane, you're right about the discomfort and just the lack of being able to spread out. On a train, even the...
It's more comfortable seats.
The seats are way more comfortable. Yeah. There's way more space. Not great, but better. And walking, you could go on a really long walk, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could go cart to cart to cart. You might have to hit the button a few times to jump car to car if that's working. Now, if you're confined to just one car, it's essentially the same as a plane. But in a plane, you're just kind of going sideways and sneaking between a couple of seats. So based on claustrophobia, I guess I'll go with train. Round the horn we go here really quickly. Daris, worst case scenarios. Now, this is before you take off, just sitting airplane disaster travel or train disaster travel. Which would you rather sign up for?
Which would I rather be a part of?
You got to sign up for one.
I'll sign up for train. The plane is just too small and uncomfortable. I can't do it. Plain and simple.
Okay. We're all kind of in lockstep. Maybe it's an easy question. I don't know. I mean, the train thing, though, it's so bad when it happens.
But I think the point is less so than the, like, the floor of the plane is the worst one. The train thing sucks. I'm telling you, it was. We went to New York in the summer, and the station right in front of us was on fire, and we watched seven different trains zoom by us as we're just sitting there stuck, hot, without the ability to go potty.
Didn't you? I think Clary just recently took the train for the first time, and we told him how amazing it is, and then he had a bad
experience. He had a disaster.
Last year, I mean, it's the train for me. The train was a disaster. Like, we had, I think the power was out at New York Station. People were packed in like sardines, middle of the day. Literally no AC. And then also, while we finally, after like a 5-hour delay, and by the way, worst hangover of my life, while with no AC at the train station.
That's not the train's fault, in fact.
It's not the train's fault, but it did make it worse. It did make it a lot worse.
That's definitely not going to make it better.
And then also, a deer got on the tracks. We had to stop the train for 30 minutes. Like, I love animals. Come on. I got to go.
Let's hit that gas right through that deer.
I got to go. I got to go, man. Like, there's no food here. I
got to
go.
Hang on. We've got PETA on line one, wants to talk to Clary. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've got to call PETA when we're done the show.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Corporate Clary.
Yeah. Our the low one for me, we had to detrain and walk to another train with all our stuff and kids after 5 hours of being stranded on there. Again, horrendous. But I will take the train 99 times out of 100. But when it works right, it's the most seamless, casual, easy thing on the planet.
Aaron Rodgers wants you to leave him alone. Does he have a point? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grant and Danny until 6:30, and then live local programming deep into the evening on the Fan. No Nats means you get some overtime coverage ahead of night two of the NBA draft. Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee this week. We told you earlier he said he expects this to be his final season. I think a little bit of that is that he's probably ready to stop playing, and a lot of that is there's a real good chance at this point that it's likely, Danny, that there's not going to be a whole lot of clubs.
Yeah, there weren't a ton of suitors this offseason.
It was like Pittsburgh bust at the end.
Pittsburgh, no one.
Supposedly Minnesota was intrigued as well, although he kind of shot that one down at one point along the way, saying maybe that was a little more rumor than speculation than it was actually reality. But the most interesting thing I thought that came up in his interview with Pat McAfee was him bristling at people trying to pry into his personal life. This was Aaron Rodgers on ESPN.
It's a sick society, isn't it? It's a sick society. I lived in a public eye for 20 years. I had a public relationship. How did that work out? You know, I had people leaking my home information and making up stories that we bought a house together. I had people calling the paparazzi. I had people, posting personal life on the internet. And now, didn't want any of that. Didn't like any of that. And now I'm with somebody who's private, who doesn't want to be in the public eye. I didn't sign up to be, a celebrity, doesn't want to be a part of it. And because I do things in private, because I want my personal life to be private, now I'm somehow, like, now I'm weird, and now the paparazzi is stalking me on the beach, trying to get a picture of her, stalking me at the workout. What is the entitlement to information that we're living in society these days where that's like a norm? It's a norm to, like, be able to have athletes' addresses. They posted something that I, you know, about a house I bought in Pittsburgh, and here's the inside of it, and here's where it is. What happened to common decency about security and a personal life that we now have to dive into your details of where you live and what you're doing and who you're with and who your wife is and if you even have a wife and if you're doing some sort of attention-grabbing thing?
So that was Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee, ESPN. So a couple of things on that, and I want to get your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think there's a little bit of what he just said that is accurate.
I think there's a lot, yeah.
There is an entire culture now, celebrity infatuated culture. I think largely the paparazzi is completely loser town. And seeing some of the stuff that I've seen, and I don't know the whole deal, but seeing some of the TMZ stuff where a guy walks up on someone leaving the airport, and they're like, hey, you got a second? And they're like, hey, man, I'm just trying to get in the car. And they're like, can you tell me what you think about your ex-girlfriend getting married to someone? Like, whatever that is, I hate that so much for the person being grilled, for the fact that it's a job, like the whole deal. And there's so many examples of the paparazzi chasing people down and making them uncomfortable or being outside their house. I just think it's stupid. And he's right. Like, the idea that you buy a house and everyone needs to know where the bathroom is and what it looks like, that is weird. However, he is a giant hypocrite, in my opinion, in this case. And what I mean by that is, this guy's on a TV appearance that nobody's making him do. Providing, you know, this very national platform, one of the most watched interviews every single week. Like, he's suggesting, I don't want to be in the public eye. Leave me alone and stop wanting more information on me. As he's doing an interview, the Steelers almost certainly don't want him to do, that he does with his buddy, for what reason exactly? Notoriety is certainly not a factor, number one. Number two, he makes decisions all the time to put himself out there in the public and to speak on very controversial and divisive things. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I actually watched way too much of it. I probably watched close to 3 hours of it. It took me several days to
get through. That's so much, man.
All right. But it was, I mean, when I say, like, they didn't talk any football, I mean that. And he gave opinions on just about every theory, conspiracy theory, whatever you want to call it, like, under the sun. Okay. It was fairly eye-opening and jarring to me, but, like, everyone can have their own opinion on whatever they want to. I agree with all of you. My point is just, you don't get to go on a show and talk about a bunch of non-football things for 3 hours and then get upset when people have an opinion on your opinion. Do you get what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
When I tweet out, I'm just going to make this up, here's my top 5 movies of all time, and then someone responds and dislikes my rankings, I put them out there knowing on a platform people would have their opinion too. It would be pretty hypocritical and stupid if I came back and got really upset that someone commented on my comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, Isn't this the same guy that welcomed a Netflix documentary on his life? I don't know if he had a producer credit on it. I'd imagine he did.
So I was trying to look up, see if he did or not.
But he welcomed cameras to follow him outside of America to his retreats, to where he's doing his ayahuasca, to where he's, you know, hanging out with all of his friends, and they've got their throw-up buckets because the drugs are going to be real serious tonight. He did an entire documentary about himself and his life and his family and his college and his pro career. This guy, open book, Mr. Documentary. Now all of a sudden people want information or have an opinion or want to know who you're married to, and how dare you guys? And lastly, one of the things I don't like is just when you benefit immensely from fame and then you complain about the fame. All of the money he makes,
yes.
Which doesn't mean people get the right to know everything about you or to mistreat you, but it's because you're the quarterback. It's because people care about you. You're not paying as much at restaurants. You're getting discounts on things. People are sending you free stuff based on your fame and your notoriety. It just rings a little bit hypocritical to me when you welcome all that in good moments, and now people are trying to figure things out about whether you got married or not. You don't like it, and now you're just a big victim.
Right, because you sold it. You've brought that forward for people to care about. Now I'm in the camp that no one should care at all. I long-standing rule for old Randy Duye, I don't care who you're attracted to, who you're dating, who you're married to, who you got divorced from. Are you good at football? That's my level of interest. I don't care. I don't care about his opinions. I don't care about any of it in terms of what's relevant to my life. But back to this specifically, his best point, and he's 100% correct. We shouldn't know his address. 100%. That should not be out there. That is.
I didn't hear the word address. So his address has been published?
I think that was the implication. Whether or where he lives in general, I don't want someone to be able to drive around and figure it out.
Because like you've seen that where I have like Bradley Beal selling this house when he's moved out or whatever. Or look at the home that Max Scherzer lives in. Without an address or something, you can see it, which is still invasive. But the address seems like when Joe Burrow's house is getting broken into.
This is
a big problem.
That's where I was going to get to. Is that that's the least of your worries is that someone breaks in. What's worse, the guy that agrees with you or disagrees with you on some issue that you've spoken out on, and now there's way scarier things that could happen besides someone trying to steal a keepsake. So 100%, we shouldn't know that level of detail on anybody. I don't care how famous they are. That's a no. That's 100%. He's got that I'm on that team. Other than that, I just can't have it. I can't have you whining about it. The thing that you created has now not served you the way that you thought it might, and you're annoyed about it. Sorry, you made the bed, dude. Have a sleep. You know, like it's the former prince guy from England and his wife. Telling people they want to be left alone as they do their Netflix show, as they want to do their publicity tour to be left alone, as they sell their book to want to be left alone. No, you're a fraud. You're a big, giant fraud. And that's what that is. You're complaining now because your circumstances have changed slightly. If you were private all the time, like every second of every day, you're like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm here to talk about football.
There are players like that.
And there are players like that, and you're allowed to be like that.
Yeah.
You don't, like, once you've smacked that tube of toothpaste and all the toothpaste is out, you're just trying to gather around that stuff to get it back in there? No. Well, you did this, dude.
The irony and hypocrisy, though, of doing that rant on a national interview that, frankly, is almost rarely solely about football.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you as a human being and your personality and your life. That's what he does. He talks about life stuff and, like, his non-football emotions and thoughts. And people have the nerve to wonder about your new marriage, and you're like, you guys, all you need to worry about is Pittsburgh Steeler Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and so, by the way, just on that front, I actually think he has a point in so much as I think it's ridiculous our society cares about these things the way that we do. But here we are, right? Like, you took advantage of that for a long time, and now you don't like the way it's going for you.
Let's talk to Eric Henry of Horns 24/7 on the newest Wizard next. Also, Sizzlin' Fizzlin', we're going to get you who's hot and who's not on Grant and Danny before we get out of here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.